This is a little piece of paper that represents a lot of work. And it represents the hard work of Christine Thompson doing her lay preaching course in the Southern Synod. And this is me wearing an official hat to present her with a certificate of local recognition of her training as a lay preacher. Though, come on, the woman's well experienced and been doing it for 100 years. This is a piece of paper that just says so. So thank you, Christine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, you don't. Behave yourself. I'm the area leader. Behave yourself. Join together to worship God and hear these words from the psalmist. And while I read them, imagine how you'd be feeling if you were in exile in Poland. It seemed like a dream when the Lord brought us back to the city of Zion. We celebrated with laughter and with joyful songs. In foreign nations, it was said, the Lord has worked miracles for God's people. And so we celebrated, because the Lord had indeed worked miracles for us. We joined together to sing, "New every morning is the love." Have a seat. Join to pray. Let us pray. Giving God, no money can buy your love. No words can adequately express our thanks. No actions can fully demonstrate our gratitude, but as we sing and as we pray, as we listen to your word, we offer you our best. We celebrate your presence with us. We celebrate your generosity. We rejoice in your generosity as you pour out your blessing on all that you have made. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and travel in your ways, to the glory of your name. And the Lord says, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your sins from you. Our sins are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say, in whatever language is our first language, we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be.
Good morning, everyone in the building, wave, everyone at home, wave, hello. I'm just going to get my props. I need two volunteers, and if you're going to volunteer, you need to be prepared to wear a little eye mask, okay? So if you wear your face mask, we won't see who you are at all, so you won't look silly. So I'm just going to get these to begin with. Anyone willing to do this? Other than Bethany, who always does it. Sam, you're being volunteered. Yeah? Fantastic. Come on then, Natasha. Trying to get different people to come up. Yeah, one more eye. What's the difference? I love how you've got like a matching eye patch with it. It's just really coordinated. She's becoming Madonna. Let's not go there.
Mask down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some things to smell, and I just want you to tell me what you think they are. And if you look at them, it'll be really obvious. So, are you ready? I'll give you three each. So, first of all, Sam, I'm going to bring you your first one. I haven't left the building. I could just run out the building, leave them there. Right, here we go. Smell.
Mm.
Yeah? No.
No.
No. Natasha? No.
No.
Coffee.
Coffee.
You can pass it round. Pass it round to Bethany. I think it smells like coffee, but yeah. All right, let's try another one.
All right, let's try another one.
Am I smelling the microphone? Right, next one. This is more difficult than the first one, which is a bit... Natasha? Sam? Yes, it's tea. It's tea. Natasha. Sam? It's a kind of spice, but it's not cinnamon. It's cumin. Do you want to pass it round? Pass it round, have a sniff. Right, next one.
Right, next one.
Natasha. Does it smell nice?
Nice, yeah. It smells nice. It's not sweet.
Sweet?
Sweet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like, I don't know, it's like sweet.
Sam?
Sam?
That's apple juice.
It's perfume.
Oh. Okay. Squish.
Right. Natasha. Sam. Toothpaste, yes. Toothpaste. Yay, minty, minty. Final one.
Final one.
It's not quite so pleasant as the others. Natasha.
Vinegar.
Sam.
Olive
oil. Vinegar.
Vinegar.
It is vinegar. Well done, well done. I won't pass that round. Well done. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you. If you go through the Bible, there's actually loads of stories that evoke a sense of smell. Lots of different smells, and we're thinking about fragrance today, and how fragrance was, even fragrance can be used to worship Jesus in a very extravagant and outrageous way. So the next time you smell perfume, I hope it will remind you of today's Bible lesson. And we're going to sing I Love the Sun, which is very appropriate because it's a lovely day today. So, with some actions.
With some actions.
do the hard sell. I'll do the very long sell. This is a really, really boring sermon that I really, really wouldn't. No, you lot, you've got to stay. It's good. You can come back in if it gets, you know, if you don't want to. You don't want to. Come back in. You could. Well, I know, you're right. Right, so. It's going to be more interesting up there. Stay where you are. So we've got one reading today because it's Holy Communion, and the one reading John Arnold read to us. So you can spiritualize this reading in a whole range of different ways, but let's just go for this is a gift of extravagance, inarticulate, lavish love that a woman whose devotion to Jesus overwhelms her any sense of propriety.
This reading is from John chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave him a dinner, for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at the table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume, but Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put in it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Amen.
Amen. Do you remember the time when some British plane spotters were arrested in Greece? They were taking photographs and writing down the numbers of the planes, as you do. And the main problem was that the Greeks who arrested them had never heard of plane spotting, and they couldn't believe that it was a real thing. Why were their plane tickets and equipment not sold and the money given to the poor? If you live with passion, it is too easy for it to be mocked and to sink back to be part of the everyday beige folk. You want to dance, you want to put your hands up, but the vibe is don't, and you are brave indeed if you do. So the more you reflect on this story, at least the first bit of it, the less comfortable, listen mate, I've worked with this all week, the less comfortable this story is to talk about. It feels like you're looking on a highly intimate moment, like watching two people kiss. She grabs his ears and shouts, "I love you," to the winds. And she kissed him, and the kiss was long and passionate. That's what's going on here. Except there's more. There's also an awareness of death. A strange combination. Passionate love and death close by. So let's talk about smell. The smell that I associate with death is that horrible, thick, cloying smell of artificial flowery spray that people use to cover up something else, which ends up being worse than any smell that it could be designed to cover up. She takes the perfume and she pours it on his feet. She uncurls her hair and wipes his feet with her hair. The perfume is costly and pungent, and the smell fills the room. She spends a fortune on it. In Palestine, respectable women did not take down their hair, but she does. I wonder whether Mary was the sort of woman who went in for extravagant gestures regularly. Oh, Mary, absolutely typical. Mary sloshing about the perfume. However, the story doesn't focus on Mary and her behavior, but on how others react to it. Jesus is heading towards death, heading to the cross, Good Friday. She is preparing his body for burial. That's another peculiar British thing, isn't it? Our dead we place in the hands of strangers to be looked after. Once upon a time, we washed and we dressed our own dead, but now a stranger does it. Here, the oils fill the air with a beautiful smell, but everybody knows why that smell is in the air. So let me ask you, do you think that Judas had a point? Don't put your hand up. Do you think that Judas had a point? Forget about the sideswipe about him nicking the money. How many of us actually think that it was a ridiculous waste? Let me ask you. When was the last time you did something extravagant for the sake of love? Again, don't put your hand up. Which doesn't have to be money necessarily. It's extravagant with time and attention as well. Standing for 10 hours waiting to see a particular bird is extravagant. Or writing to old teachers to say thank you is a passionate gesture. Or walking about picking up other people's litter is passionate care. When was the last time you did something extravagant for the sake of love? Mary is extravagant and passionate. Whatever else it meant that she was wiping Jesus' feet with her hair, it is a sign of her devotion to Jesus. She displays that love that is unselfconscious. Judas has seen this passionate act of loveliness, and yet he calls it an extravagant waste. He was embittered and took an embittered view of things. A warped mind with a warped view of events. I once knew a man who went courting a woman. I'm a Geordie, I can say courting. Courting a woman with rhubarb wrapped in newspaper on a first date. Does rhubarb translate? I wondered. But anyway, rhubarb. Do Korean people know what rhubarb is? Do you? That's, yeah, rhubarb wrapped in newspaper. Not flowers, rhubarb. Needless to say, love did not blossom. There are times when showy is offensive and ridiculous, but there are times when it is right. Judas objects to Mary spending the money because at some level he doesn't think that Jesus is worth it. Jesus, though, knows that he's worth it. Stop bullying her, he says. This perfume was bought for the laying out of his body, but now Mary is using it to show her love for him while he's still alive. Giving to the poor? You have loads of opportunities to give to the poor. Do it. Acts of devotion and acts of compassion are not mutually exclusive. Time to express their devotion to him, though, was growing short. There are things that we will never do unless we grab the moment and do them. The big-hearted event must happen. And we will not be talked out of it. Life is an uncertain thing. Next week when we gather, any one of us could be dead. Today is the day. To help the poor can be done at any time, but that doesn't mean it should not be done. To anoint Jesus has to be done before the cross of Calvary. Do things now. The chance may never come again. And the regret of not expressing love may be the hardest of all. So we're going to be in silence for a moment, and then I'm going to lead us in prayer, a prayer that has been provided for us by Christian Aid, who have called us on this day to remember particularly the people of Ukraine. So let us be still. God of all peoples and nations, who created all things alive and breathing, united and whole, show us the way of peace that is your overwhelming presence. We hold before you the peoples of Ukraine and Russia. Every child, every adult. We long for a time when weapons of war are beaten into plowshares, when nations no longer lift up sword against nation. We cry out to you for peace. Protect those who only desire and deserve to live in security and safety. Comfort those who fear for their lives and the lives of their loved ones. Be with those who are bereaved. Change the hearts of those set on violence and aggression. And fill the leaders with the wisdom that leads to peace. Kindle again in us a love of our neighbour, a passion for justice to prevail, and a renewed recognition that we all play a part in peace. Creator of all, hear our prayer. Bring us peace. And make us whole. Lord, we pray. Amen. Mervyn and Ryan, I call you to the front. Mervyn and Ryan went through the processes of Kingston Knight Reformed Church about 100 years ago through church meeting. And then guess what happened? COVID happened. And being as they are both very much a part of the World Church, that's where they've been. So now they are back among us. Hurrah! We're into a new phase. And hold the applause. We'll get the applause in a minute. Let me give you one millisecond introduction. They come to us from the World Church, Dublin, Indonesia. They are people whose work in lives is around change and justice. Currently, Ryan is working with women in Indonesia who are seeking to protect their product, which is called IPCAT. That's pretty good, pretty good for a Scottish person. And it's cloth that is woven with traditional dyes, protecting it. UNESCO, that's what she's doing, academic work. And Mervyn currently works for Christian Aid. Okay, that's enough, that's all you get. And I'm definitely not giving you a chance to speak. Right, so it is in accordance with the decision of church meeting. Don't ask me when, ask Martin when, if you want to know when. But it has been through church meeting. And it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only head of the church, that they will join with us and journey with us. Now, I know that some of you people, some of you on Zoom, some of you in the room, this also, you need to be getting yourself into church membership as well. It's not saying that this is the best church you've ever encountered and Kingston URC is perfect. That's not what we're saying. We're saying that we are the fallen, humble crowd that for this season, you are going to journey with. That's it. And all the experiences and all the other places have been fabulous and are relevant. That's what we're saying. That's what it's about. Let's make it very clear. Lowering the expectations, sisters and brothers. Yes, it's good. It is by baptism that we are received into the membership of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. They have affirmed their baptism, confessed their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord, and accepted the privileges and responsibilities of membership of the Church of Christ. The right answer for this is I do with God's help. Just putting it out there, okay? Mervyn Ryan, do you confess anew your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you promise to share with us in the life of this church and to be faithful in the privileges and responsibilities of church membership? And to you, good people, in welcoming Ryan and Mervyn as fellow members in the life of this church, do you promise them the friendship of the Lord, and will you give them the support in prayer and service so that they may continue to grow in the knowledge and love of God and witness to Jesus Christ, our risen Lord? Is exactly right. Let's pray. Gracious God, you call us to be your servant people and shape us to be the body of Christ. We thank you for sending Ryan and Mervyn as part of their journey in the serving of your kingdom. Confirm us all in the power of your covenant to live in your spirit, to love each other, and to share the mind of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Bless them. Bless us, that together we may be part of something beyond anything any human being could create. Lord, we pray. Amen. Martin, it's your big moment. Oh, pardon, when was it? 8th of March 2020. Wow. That's like 3 days before COVID, wasn't it? Yeah. Right now. God bless you. If you sit there, that would be great. Please. Thank you. So now let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Offering. Tinkle the ivories. That's it. Tinkle the ivories. We're going to dedicate the money, but also I'm going to dedicate this, which is a cheque which we get annually from the estate of Fred Randall. It's money from his books. Yeah. Now, there's a gang of you who go, who? Fred Randall was one of the rock-solid citizens of this parish, and he wrote, and still money's coming in from his books. So, and the family hand it over to us, which is gorgeous. So let's pray. Loving God, you give and you give, and didn't think that the price of coming among us in the flesh was too high a price to pay for us. The life of Jesus was an example of sacrificial giving all the way to the cross. And as we give this day, we want our gifts to impact the world. Even more, we want them to bring glory to Christ, who lived and died for all your children. Pour out your spirit on this money and this bread and this wine, that as we gather together, we would remember and we would be empowered and changed for service, as you will change this money and this bread and wine, and even us, Lord Jesus. We pray in the name of our Saviour and Redeemer. Amen. Let's sing a hymn, shall we? Have a seat. And sisters and brothers with us on Zoom, I hope you've equipped yourself with something that can represent bread and something that can represent wine. Water's fine, oatcake's fine, whatever, just so long as you know what's going on. We gather at this table and we remember Jesus, who was born of Mary, who lived our common life on the earth, who suffered and died for us, and on the third day God raised him from the dead, and he is always present through the Holy Spirit. And in his presence, and in the company of all people, past, present, and to come, people who are physically here, people who are with us through the internet, people who are our brothers and sisters in Christ, all around the world, in North Korea and in Ukraine. Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you and eat with you, and you with me. And the words of Paul. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, the cup also, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So in this space, we take bread and we take wine. And the way that Holy Communion works in this church is that the elders will bring you the bread and the wine. When you get the bread, take it, have a minute, eat it. If you've got issues with wheat and gluten, that's for you. And then the elders will serve you with wine. When you get these wee glasses, would you just hold them? And then we'll all drink together. And because some of us have issues with alcohol, there's no alcohol in this wine. So we may all drink together. Let us pray. God, patient guest and generous host, we give you thanks for the stories about Jesus designed to transform the way that we live. A thank you dinner. Lazarus buried in tears but raised in joy. Martha showing her gratitude in service, and Mary pouring out costly devotion. And Jesus, accepting gratitude, challenging self-interest, turning the dinner, the devotion, the derogatory comment into a prediction of death and departure. Lord, open us to receive your word. Open us to receive your love. Open us to recognize you in bread and wine. That we would know that as we gather at this table, we are united through time, beyond any geography, beyond any technology. We are united with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, a story that starts as passionate predictions would lead to find love that leads to resurrection. Thank you. Amen. The ointment was poured, conversation was had, and then later he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and said, "This is my body, it is broken for you." Wine poured out. "This is my blood. It is shed for you." These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ. So let us pray. We praise you, Holy God, Creator of Israel, who makes things new. Thank you for being with us this day as we worship and as we share bread and wine. God, forgive us when our dreams are dull and our worship is joyless, when our hands clutch at what they must release, and nothing new is done among us. Reform us, we pray, as we lay down former things and grasp your promise. I am about to do a new thing. Thank you for the knowledge that you can transform the smallest of offerings for the work of your kingdom and empower us, Lord Jesus, to serve you. Lord, we pray. Amen. Just before we sing our final hymn, let me remind you of something that most of you know about, but just, you know, humour me. When you leave at the 10 o'clock Holy Communion service, there are plates out, which is for a communion offering. The communion offering goes into a fund which the minister administers. I like to think of it as the let's go on your holidays to Bahamas fund, but other members of the church have got other views. I can tell who understood that and who didn't. Anyway, now, because we know that we're heading into a time of which is going to be real crisis for people, the elders have decided to move £5,000 into that fund, so that if anybody is in need, they need to speak and we need to get something sorted, okay? So I'm saying two things to you. No, I'm saying three things. One, even if you're just given a bit of cash, thank you very much. If you are in need yourself or if you know somebody in need, would you please speak to me? And thirdly, if you happen to be a person who's got some cash, serious cash, hanging around in your account, and you're thinking, what good thing can I do with that money? Because some people have, you know, some people haven't been able to do the things. Anyway, if that's you, would you speak to me and we'll make it happen. Okay? Thank you very much. We will now join to sing our final hymn, Be Thou My Vision. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit, be with us and those who we love, wherever they are. And all God's people said, Amen.